Butler County has seen tremendous growth in past decades. The U.S. Census shows there were fewer than 200,000 residents in 1960. It's estimated to be almost double that today. Researcher Jeff Rexhausen from the University of Cincinnati Economic Center has noticed this change.
What we are seeing more recently is businesses, both retail, which serve those households, and major employers moving to Butler County because there is a market there for consumers who want their products, and there is a labor force there for businesses that want to move in.
The Liberty Center's opening will bring 3,500 new jobs to the area. Rexhausen says it'll attract those from outside the county, particularly from shopping malls. Jessica Maston was shopping at Tri-County Mall on a recent Tuesday. She says she'll shop at Liberty Center when it opens, but will continue shopping at Tri-County Mall too.
I think it depends on all the stores that are going to be in there, just depending on, you know, what I'm looking for at the time.
Tri-County Mall is trying to keep up with its new neighbor. A $35 million improvement project is on the way. Springdale Economic Development Director Christine Russell says construction plans came when a new owner took over in 2013. The reform will bring new tenants, improved access, outlet buildings, and a new facade.
I think it will encourage a lot of the people that are here already to spend more time on their lunch, more time after work.
Two large stores, Dillard's and Dick's Sporting Goods, are closing their Springdale locations and moving to Liberty Center.
It's going to be new. People are going to want to go up there. So I think we will see a temporary dip in sales here in Springdale while everybody is checking out Liberty Center. However, I really don't see this as an either-or proposition. I really believe that both of these centers will be successful in the long run.
Liberty Center differs from most shopping malls because it includes apartments, offices, hotels, a park, and entertainment venues. General Manager Kevin Sedick says it will also host more than 200 special events and promote a sense of community.
We really focus on the guest experience. Everything from strolling musical performances on the street down to large-scale events such as our jazz concert, which is about an 8-week series over the summer.
But along with these positives, UC economics professor Erwin Earhart speculates there could be some negatives.
This is obviously going to increase traffic and possibly some traffic jams out there. It also takes away a little bit from the neighborhood for people who like the more serene look, the more quiet environment.
UC economics researcher Chris Nysak says another concern is these types of shopping malls do not tend to have long lives.
Even when they're very well done developments, they can rub some people the wrong way because it always feels like it's just the next disposable thing.
However, Nysak points out Liberty Center's uniqueness, scale of development, and office spaces bode well for its medium to long-term future. For 91.7 WVXU, I'm Belinda Kai.